Nolte, Deborah Messing Roasted for Fleeing the City Her Politics Helped Destroy. By John Nolte on April 8, 2026. Will and Grace star Deborah Messing is catching hell for escaping New York City at some resort in Iceland. Messing, who has publicly campaigned for and supported Democrat politicians for at least 3 decades, wrote, "Sometimes you just have to run away. I have been open about the struggles I've had. Like all of you, with the hate and violence seen across the globe," she confessed on her ex account. She added, feeling impotent, heartbroken, enraged, overwhelmed. And the feeling that the city I love is on fire had left me despondent. That city is New York City. I realized I needed to reset. The majesty of nature is always the answer for me. So, I went to Iceland. Alone. And it was transformational, she contended. I knew seeing the northern lights would wake me up and remind me of the awesomeness of the universe. The vast unknowable design. And it brought me back to life. She included a selfie of herself in a steaming pool of water. The replies had no sympathy for this prominent left-wing activist and elitist who has the lucrative financial resources to flee the consequences of her ignorant activism. To be fair, Messing did actively campaign against the current New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani. She even went so far as to accurately label him an actual communist jihadist. A literal Karl Marx quoting, America-hating jihadist. She also protested his mishandling of the recent ice storm that crippled the city for days. Nevertheless, the point still stands. For decades, Messing has embraced most every trending left-wing cause on the map. Wished violence on President Trump, boycotted Twitter after Elon Musk took ownership. She only recently returned, and on and on and on. As far as New York City, in 2021, Messing supported far-left Democrat Maya Wiley over eventual winner, the more moderate Eric Adams. Wiley called for a massive $1 billion budget cut from the NYPD's $6 billion budget and the freezing of police cadet classes, which would have resulted in 2,500 fewer cops. But again, to be fair, Messing appears to have had a pretty shattering road to Damascus moment on October 8, 2023, the day after the October 7 massacre of some 1,200 Israelis, including more than 800 civilians. From a profile published this month in Jewish News, Messing had assumed the response would be universal condemnation. "I was convinced the entire world would voice their horror at the actions of Hamas. Instead, the next day, the very next day, they were celebrating on the streets. In New York. By the Sydney Opera House. I mean, all over the world. It stopped me in my tracks. It made me nauseous. And it made me realize in that moment, oh, they hate us." Watching events on the news around the clock, she told herself that once the hostages began to return, something would shift. "I remember thinking, it's going to get better." Obviously, it didn't. It got worse. Deborah recounts that story in October 8, the documentary directed by Wendy Sachs, which examines what happened in the immediate aftermath of October 7, not only in Israel, but on Western streets and university campuses, tracing the speed with which outrage turned into division. "Yes, it's a little tone-deaf to run to Iceland and play the persecuted victim at some elite spa, complete with the narcissistic selfie. Still, she's grappling with the fact that she's seen something that cannot be unseen. Her political party, activist friends, and Hollywood colleagues defending and even celebrating the massacre of over 1,200 people simply because they were Jews. She's devoted her entire political life to these groups and to these people. And now that she's seen who they really are, which is Jew haters in the extreme who would support a Zoran Mamdani. The emotional toll must be agonizing for Messing. So, in a way I feel for her, and at least can respect the fact that she is not rationalizing the rank anti-Semitism among her own. Unlike that useful idiot Mandy Patinkin. Messing is 57 years old. So, yes, she should have seen who these people truly are sooner. Maybe when they began advocating for the permanent mutilation and sterilization of little kids in the name of gender care. And she certainly made the classic AWFL mistake of allowing politics to consume her identity. At this point, though, one can only hope she has the moral courage to work through this wilderness period and come out the other end with her eyes fully open to the abject, concrete, and objective failures of her left-wing ideology. One thing she needs to understand is that without recanting her opposition to Mamdani and apologizing for her pro-Israel views, her mainstream Hollywood career is already over. She might agree with leftist Hollywood on 99% of issues, but the left does not allow any opposition. Messing is a Judas, an apostate, and she must be punished and made an example of.